Chapter 50. And Joseph fell upon his father's face, and wept upon him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those who are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found favor in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Behold, I die. In my grave which I have dug myself in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. And now let me go up, I pray thee, that I may bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the bondmen of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house. Only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And they went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and the camp was very great. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan. And there they lamented with a great and very grievous lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father of 7 days. And the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad. And they said, This is a grievous mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. And his sons did to him according as he had commanded them. And his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought, along with the field, for a possession of a sepulchre, of Ephron the Hittite, opposite to Mamre. Verse 14. And after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that had gone up with him to bury his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, If now Joseph should be hostile to us, and should indeed requite us all the evil that we did to him. And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, Thy father commanded before he died, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Joseph, O, forgive, I pray thee, the transgression of thy brethren, and their sin, for they did evil to thee. And now we pray thee, forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and said, Behold, we are thy bondmen. And Joseph said to them, Fear not. Am I then in the place of God? Ye indeed meant evil against me. God meant it for good, in order that he might do it, as it is this day, to save a great people alive. And now fear not, I will maintain you and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spoke consolingly to them. Verse 22. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The sons also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were born on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God will certainly visit you, and bring you up out of this land, into the land that he swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will certainly visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones hence. And Joseph died 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.